Good morning, it's Tuesday, July 14th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Today's skies will be partly cloudy with temperatures in the low 70s. Expect a clear to partly cloudy evening in the low 50s. Officials are releasing the name of the woman dropped off at a Puyallup hospital with a deadly gunshot wound. The Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office has not yet determined a cause of death for 21-year-old Kayla Kulo or ruled it a homicide. Her boyfriend left her at Good Samaritan Hospital on July 3rd. Detectives interviewed him and ruled him out as a suspect in the shooting. Kulo later died at a hospital in Tacoma. Investigators think she was likely shot in Midland. Kulo leaves behind a 1.5-year-old daughter. The extreme heat wave that hit western Washington in late June was more dangerous than the initial reports. Pierce County officials revised the death toll to 23. That's more than double the last report of 12 people on July 2nd. The medical examiner's office warns the number might still change as more deaths are investigated. The Department of Health says the majority of heat-related deaths happened in Pierce and King counties. So far, the total is 91 people statewide. Two Tacoma police officers tied to the death of Manuel Ellis are part of a possible new lawsuit. 28-year-old Dustin Dean says the officers used excessive force during his unlawful arrest in 2019. He names Timothy Rankin and Messiah Ford, two officers involved in Ellis' death. Dean seeks $500,000 in damages from the city. His claim says it started when Rankin and Ford arrived at his girlfriend's apartment for a domestic violence call after they had a trivial argument. Dean says he was then dragged out and put in a chokehold. The girlfriend's daughter filmed the incident on her cell phone. They say they called 911 and asked for a DPD supervisor, who never asked to provide a written statement. A driver is suspected of causing a deadly crash in Milton right after getting a police warning. 22-year-old Nicholas Louis Tavarazzi pleaded not guilty to vehicular homicide in court this week. The crash happened Friday afternoon in the 7900 block of Pacific Highway East. Officers found the victim's vehicle in a center turn lane and Tavarazzi's up an embankment. A sergeant recognized the suspect because he warned him minutes earlier to slow down and fix his expired registration. A witness says Tavarazzi's vehicle was going extremely fast and others who stopped to help say he smelled of alcohol. A shooting in Gig Harbor raises the question, when is it legal to shoot someone who breaks into your home? Pierce County sheriffs found that a 48-year-old man likely thought he was at his father's home when he broke into a home on July 4th and went upstairs. He was apparently yelling and holding a liquor bottle. The 66-year-old homeowner heard the noise and shot and killed the man. The case is under review. State law says force is legal if the person believes they're about to be seriously injured. Homicide is also justifiable if there is reasonable ground to believe that the person killed was about to commit a felony or seriously injure them. A local defense attorney says whether it's reasonable depends on if the person thinks they or someone else is in danger. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!